It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us live and local now for a Tuesday, September 17th. You know what September 17th is? It is Constitution Day. And in an era where the Constitution seems to be under fire every day by 20 Democrat presidential wannabes, by members of Congress, by people who say this should be a living, breathing document and we ought to tear it up and start over again. Today is Constitution Day. And when you read the Constitution and you study the Constitution, as so many folks have, the one thing you come away with is admiration for the Founding Fathers. I love having our next guest on. We do it just about every Constitution Day. She either wanders in the studio or we get a chance to visit with her. Brenda Flank. Brenda Flank is with the Alliance for Education and Liberty, and she joins us. You've got a major event coming up this weekend to celebrate today, which is a Constitution Day. Hi, Brenda.
Hello. Good morning, Kevin. Oh, thank you so much for having me on. This is awesome. Yes, our 9th annual Constitution Day event is coming up this Saturday, the 21st of September. Now, we celebrate the whole week of Constitution, so there are a lot of things that are happening in classrooms that we are reaching out to kids so that they can have the kind of knowledge and understanding and appreciation for our country. So I'm so glad you were able to have me on today. And it's interesting, you would talk about the living and breathing Constitution? No, we are the ones that need to be living and breathing the Constitution. Our document doesn't have to, because we are our Constitution. So it's important that we celebrate and that we show the appreciation for the sacrifices that our Founding Fathers made, and it's up to us to keep that tradition and heritage going.
Hey, Brenda, how did they know? How did our Founding Fathers know that they were creating something that would live on for hundreds of years and still be just as vital?
Relevant.
Yeah, and relevant today as it was hundreds of years ago?
Well, when you think about the education that our founders had, they were first of all, they were very wise men, and they were very educated. They were educated in all of the philosophies. They knew their history. And from that understanding, they were able to create a document. Of course, our Constitution is based on different things based on history. So it is from that understanding and that experience that they were able to form our government and create this document. And of course, the basis for all of that is our experience as colonists, because we had to declare independence, and from that came our Constitution. So it was a process for us to get to 1787 and the signing of our Constitution, because, of course, without that declaration, which, of course, had 27 grievances that are, if you read the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, it is the basis for our government.
Joining us, we
have some very smart, wise, educated, intelligent people that worked on that.
Again, Brenda Flank joining us, talking about Constitution Day from the Alliance for Education and Liberty. They have a big Constitution Day celebration coming up on Saturday. And by the way, this is free, open to the public, and you're always looking for things that you can do with your family. This is one of them, and it's educational, and it's fun. Talk a little bit about some of your speakers. A very impressive lineup.
Yes, very impressive. And friends, which makes it even better. Rick Harrison, which is, he's a great conservative. He supports the movement, and he has a lot to say. He's got a good perspective on things, and I am so fortunate to be his friend, and he was willing to carve out some time for our event. Dr. Dahlia, of course, is... she's a local staple, I guess you could say, and she brings the kind of energy and excitement that we need for our event. Burgess Owens he's part of the movement as well. He understands and appreciates the sacrifices that our founding fathers made, and he's willing to come back to Las Vegas to share some perspectives on the things that we'll talk about at the Constitution Day event. Now, our theme this year, what we'll be talking about, is a fundamental principle that came from our Declaration of Independence, which is the consent of the governed. Because without that consent, they cannot govern. That is what we decided in our declaration, that yes, we would give our consent for people to govern, and basically laid out the roadmap for a new country. Sadly, over the years, the decades, things have changed. I think that people have lost the whole concept of what that consent means and what is it worth. And those are the things that we'll talk about. And in order to understand your consent, you have to have some knowledge, some understanding, and appreciation for our history, for our heritage. And when you don't, you give up things without understanding what it is that you've given up. And that consent is vital to our existence. And that's why it was so important that that was a hallmark principle in our Declaration of Independence. So I think that our three speakers plus some other people that will be on the program as well. My dear friend Jacob Reynolds will be talking about the law versus the king. Of course, that is the underlying principle of why we have our country. Do we want to be governed by a king, or should I say ruled by a king, or governed by a principle of the law? and he's going to talk about that. I'm real excited about what he has to say. And there are some other people, my friend Randy Boyard, and there's a young lady, I can't believe she's in the 12th grade now. She won the essay contest from one of our Constitution lectures when she was in the 5th grade, and she speaks at our event every year. So we'll get a perspective about the Constitution, the consent of the governed, from someone that is young, someone that hasn't even voted yet.
And by the way, speaking of this essay contest, you had an essay contest going on. That's why this is a kind of a week-long celebration. Can you talk a little bit about the essay project?
Yes, I can. It's our Constitution lectures, and we've been doing this for 10 years in fifth grade classrooms. And over the years, of course, you learn as you go. And we found that the essay contest, I think that perhaps we can do a little bit more with that. We need to engage more with our kids and get some understanding and perspective of how they are seeing the things that they learn in the classroom. So we decided to transition into a new project, and we are calling it the Constitution Classroom Challenge. And it's based on, if you know, those out there in the audience remembers the back in the day, the General Electric College Bowl, where they would have two colleges that would compete, answer questions about a wide range of topics. Well, we are going to have classrooms compete against each other based on information, things that they've learned about the founding of our country and the Constitution. So we are excited we'll be able to pilot that new program at Founders Academy of Las Vegas. And I will update everyone at the event when they show up on Saturday, but we are so excited. It's going to give us an opportunity to engage with the kids and have some discussions and see if they are learning, if they are actually grasping what it is that we are trying to convey, which, of course, is based on that knowledge, understanding, and appreciation for our country. So I am excited about the challenge.
Well, the event is coming up on Saturday at the Sun City Summerlin Desert Vista Community Center. I've spoken there, I'll bet you 10, 15 times over the years. It's a great venue. It's big.
Yes.
And it's perfect for an event like this. Tell us a little bit more. When do doors open? Obviously, it's absolutely free, right?
Yes, absolutely free. You know, we are really fortunate that we are able to bring such meaningful events to our community that doesn't cost anything, because and we are proud to be able to do that and just engage our community with something that's important. And the people, I think, over time, they say, well, I can't afford to do that. But the important thing is that we can bring them there. So the doors will open at 10:30, and the event will start at 11 a.m., and we should be out of there by 1. And another thing, too, we have some great door prizes. It doesn't cost anything. We're not raffling tickets or anything like that. But my good friend Burgess Owens is going to autograph a football, and that will be one of the door prizes. So we're excited about that.
That is absolutely cool. If folks want to know more about your Constitution Day celebration, where do they go? You have Facebook, you got Twitter, you got website, what?
Oh, yeah, I got all kinds of things, but the best way to contact me is at this number, 702-286-8957. And if for some reason I'm unable to answer, please, please leave a message. I will call you back.
One more time on that phone number.
702-286-8957.
I love it. Brenda, you continue to fight the great fight. Your events are absolutely legend in this community. And the great thing is they're absolutely free, and it's something that parents can do with their children. I hope a lot of kids. I hope a lot of kids will show up. Brenda, it's always fun. Thank you so much for what you do, and we'll talk again soon.
Thank you so much, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
That's Brenda Flank. And I tell you, what they do, and I've gone to, I'll bet you I've gone to maybe five of them, six of them, seven of them, a bunch of them. And they are, first of all, I learned something. And when I learn something about the Constitution, that's a pretty cool deal. But they've been doing this, and they've got it down. But it's Sun City Summerlin, Desert Vista Community Center, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. this Saturday, and it's absolutely free. Hey, what can you do with your kids that is absolutely free? There just isn't anything out there. Well, we've got something for you for Saturday. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Don't forget Michael Joyce. Michael Joyce from the Republican National Committee. He is the Deputy Communications Director. He watched the president. We'll get his view of what happened last night in New Mexico. What the president and others are saying is a winnable state. Yeah, we'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you. Because trucking moves America forward.
At its heart, free markets are about opportunity. I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. Advancing freedom, empowering individuals with opportunity, well, that's at the core of Nevada Policy's mission. It's the reason our organization exists. We believe individuals who work hard, take risks, and are dedicated to building a future for their family, they deserve the opportunity to pursue their dreams without politicians and government getting in the way. And you know what? We're not alone. Nevadans from all walks of life partner with us to promote the kind of free market solutions that maximize opportunities for individuals. Together, we work to preserve and expand the kind of freedom that has made Nevada such an amazing place to live. Now, more than ever, we're taking this message to a more diverse audience, letting more Nevadans than ever before know exactly how we're working to keep this state free and prosperous for them. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more and to support our important work today. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is brought to you by Jim Marsh Kia, Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Light your liberty. Starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To find out how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. I absolutely love days like today. I get to have so much fun having people like Brenda Flank and, Tommy White is just, he's just amazing that that we get to have quality people like this on the show each and every week is absolutely wonderful. Coming up. The president spoke last night in of all places, New Mexico. Now, you'd say New Mexico, what do they have, about six electoral college votes? I believe it's six. It might be even smaller than that. But they're out in the middle of the West, and they get overlooked all the time. But I thought it was great that the president went to New Mexico, and you know what? He declared New Mexico in play. And you know what? I think it is. You know, the RNC and the reelect campaign has talked about the possibility of getting a minimum of 30% of Hispanics and other minorities, but Hispanics in particular, fastest growing part of the population. And can I tell you something? I don't know if you heard the beginning of that clip, but it was interesting that he said, how many Hispanics are here in the crowd? And the place erupted. I mean, they were coming unglued. It was so cool that was a heavily Hispanic crowd that was on hand in New Mexico. And I'm going to tell you something. I think the possibility of getting 30% of the Hispanic vote is not just possible, but I think it's probable. And I think eventually the president and his people may get greedy. They may want to go north of 30%. We'll find out together, won't we? Stick around. More to do, our wall-to-wall free-for-all, and Michael Joyce from the Republican National Committee. That's all next, live and local, now. It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. I had a chance earlier to visit with Michael Joyce. If you don't, Michael Joyce has been on the show probably five, six times. Really smart dude. He is with the Republican National Committee. In fact, he's a deputy communications director for the Republican National Committee, which, by the way, dovetails nicely into the 2020 reelect campaign. It's kind of a seamless relationship that they have. And I was blown away by the president's speech last night in suburban Albuquerque in Rio Rancho. And apparently, so was Michael Joyce.
Once again, the president showcased his promises made and promises kept to the country. And I think it's no secret that New Mexico has been a historically blue state, but it has gone red in the past. We've had a former Governor Susana Martinez there. So I think with President Trump, we understand that there's a possibility to expand the map here, and that starts with a state like New Mexico.
A huge Hispanic population in New Mexico, a huge Native American population, and the president spoke to both those groups, did he not, along with other minorities?
Yeah, no, he absolutely did, and I think there's a lot of parallels with Nevada there. You know, when we're looking at things like record low unemployment for the Hispanic community, an all-time high for Hispanic home ownership around the country, 13 straight months of wage growth over 3%, that overwhelmingly benefits lower-skilled workers. It's very easy to see where the president has made a lot of inroads with the Hispanic community and the Latino community all over the country. And I think he'll continue to do so moving forward going into the 2020 election, because I think the Hispanic community has to feel kind of left behind by the Democrat Party right now, especially with their views on border security and calling for open borders. I think any Latino American that lives in this country has come here legally is a little upset with the fact that now Democrats are openly incentivizing illegal immigration and saying, if you break into the country, if you come here illegally, we'll give you free health care, we'll give you a driver's license, we'll give you more benefits with taxpayer dollars. And I think they look at that and say, no, that's absolutely wrong. You should have to come here the legal way, just like my family did and everyone else. So I think whether you're looking at the economy, whether it's border security, there's a lot that President Trump and Republicans have to offer the Hispanic community right now.
Michael Joyce joining us, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. Are you surprised that last week in the Democrat debates in Houston, there was not even a mention, not even a question about the economy, yet last night the president time and again was talking about the economy?
Yeah, well, we've seen from the Democrats that they don't want to talk about the economy right now because they know it's a losing argument. The first question of the first Democrat debate went to Elizabeth Warren, and the moderators asked her, you know, it's not only Republicans and independents who support the president's handling of the economy, but it's even Democrats who support the president's handling of the economy. So why do you want to move forward with this large structural change that you're calling for that would upend the economy right now as we know it? And it's pretty obvious that our taxes would go through the roof. We'd have to pay more in taxes for all these outlandish proposals. A lot of Americans would be out of a job. You know, when they're calling to ban fracking and eliminate all fossil fuels, anyone who works in oil and gas, anyone who works in nuclear energy, they're going to be out of a job immediately under Democrat rule. So, yeah, I think there's a lot with the economy right now that President Trump and Republicans can point to and say that our policies are the reason that we have a booming economy right now. And I think the Democrats are now trying to hide the fact that they're moving forward with the socialist takeover of America's economy, and it's a losing argument for them. So, you know, no wonder they don't want to talk about it. But on the flip side of that, when they do want to talk about things like taking our guns away, banning fracking and eliminating all fossil fuels and getting rid of things like gasoline cars and commercial air travel, I'm not really sure why they think that's a winning argument either.
I am curious. My prediction, it was not very bold prediction at that, is that every Trump TV ad will somewhere in there have Beto O'Rourke saying, hey, we're going to take away your AR-15s and your AK-47s. How stupid are the Democrats when one of their 20-some-odd candidates goes out in a debate and says, we're going to confiscate your guns?
You know, it's funny when every time one of these issues happens, Democrats, 2020 Democrats specifically, folks like Julian Castro, Beto O'Rourke, others on the 2020 debate stage, they love to say, oh, these are right-wing talking points. We're not here to take your guns away, or, you know, we're not here to move forward with socialism. Those are just right-wing talking points. Well, I don't think when it comes to the Second Amendment and Second Amendment rights anymore, you can call these things Republican talking points, because to your point, yeah, Beto O'Rourke point blank on a verbatim on a debate stage said, hell yes, we're going to take your guns away from you. Yeah, I don't know where they think that's going to help them win over votes in rural America. And these swing states are going to determine the outcome of the election. For a long time, Republicans have understood that Democrats openly and even at least in the past privately have supported taking guns away from law-abiding gun owners all over the country. But now they're on record saying point blank, we're going to take your guns away from you now if we get into office. So, yeah, the fact that they moved, that they said that on debate stage was baffling, but it really shows their true colors and where they've gone as a party. They've gone so far to the left, I don't see any way they can now go back to the center in a general election against President Trump, being on record supporting these things.
Michael, the other day, in fact, Saturday, I was with Mick Mulvaney at the 5th annual Basque Fry, a big Basque Fry in Gardnerville, Nevada, on a real live ranch. And at this event, there were like 1,500 people there. And Mick Mulvaney said something. He says, you know, we're going to be here in the state of Nevada a lot. The president's going to be in Vegas, in Reno, in the rurals, and that you guys believe that this state is winnable. What gives you that kind of optimism?
Well, first and foremost, I think President Trump is the only one actually out there fighting for Nevada's ranchers, manufacturers, trying to get the USMCA trade deal passed. Of course, Democrats want nothing to do with the USMCA trade deal, even though Mexico and Canada have already ratified it. We're just waiting on Congress to act now. But Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats don't want to bring it to the floor for a vote because they don't want to give President Trump another victory between now and 2020. And it's absolutely appalling because on one hand, they love to say that we're hurting America's farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers with being tough on China and moving forward with the trade war against China and trying to get a better deal cut. But on the flip side, we have a bill already sitting here that's already been written with the parameters already laid out, and they won't touch it. They don't want anything to do with it because they know that it'll be a huge win for America's farmers, ranchers, and manufacturers. So I think there's a pretty easy pathway for President Trump to take back a state like Nevada in 2020 because Democrats simply only care about inaction in Congress and turning the House of Representatives into the House of Investigations. So I think the American people are looking at this saying Democrats aren't doing anything for the American people right now, but Republicans are out here trying to get something done. We want to get infrastructure fixed. We want to tackle the opioid crisis, the USMCA trade deal. There's a lot more to do with other bilateral trade deals all over the world. So there's a lot that I think the American people are waiting to see done, and they're just seeing an action from Democrats. So it's pretty easy for President Trump to take that to the American people, to take it to Nevadans and say, look, I'm out here fighting for you every single day. I'm actually trying to get things done. I want you to have that better job with higher wages. And the Democrats only care about attacking me and trying to impeach me. So I think it's a pretty easy narrative there.
Again, Michael Joyce joining us, Deputy Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee. Speaking of impeachment, there's a new name on the Democrats' impeachment list, and that's Brett Kavanaugh, a sitting Supreme Court justice. Is this going to go away? I mean, the New York Times has had to walk back this story quite a bit. I mean, the alleged victim doesn't even remember it happening. I guess my question is this just going to go away, or are Democrats going to try and run with this?
You know, I loved what Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had to say about it on the Senate floor. He basically said that this is nothing more than a one-year reenactment of their attack against Justice Kavanaugh. And it's frankly, I think it's appalling. You know, we've seen the reports in the New York Times correction where they had to say that the new accuser, her friends don't even recall any of this happening, and there's no knowledge of any of it happening. And all I can really say about it is shame on the Democrats for the way that they treated Dr. Ford and their entire handling of this. They've politicized sexual assault only with the hopes of trying to score petty political points and basically smear and ruin Justice Kavanaugh's name and credibility, which frankly is appalling. Justice Kavanaugh has been a great Supreme Court justice, and now that they're seeing him influencing some of the decisions of the Supreme Court, specifically with things like border security, they're just going back to attacking him right now. But I think they're going to learn the same lesson they learned in 2018. You know, when you do these things, when you run these smear campaigns against people, people who don't deserve these smear campaigns to be ran against them, because I think everyone here agrees that Justice Kavanaugh is a good man. And I think we all saw during his hearing that his name was cleared through that process. And the Democrats took Dr. Ford and just used her solely to score political points in that process. So the fact that they're moving forward with this now a year later, and folks like Kamala Harris are calling for his impeachment, is absolutely ridiculous. I think the American people see through what the Democrats are trying to do. And, you know, ultimately, we've seen that Democrats want to pack the Supreme Court with liberal judges. So they're taking a step further from impeachment and say, let's not stop there, but let's actually pack the Supreme Court now and change the rules because we don't like the fact that we're unable to get our Supreme Court judges on the bench because President Trump's in office right now. So it's frankly appalling, the entire situation. But we saw in 2018 we were able to add more seats in the Senate because of a lot of blue dog Democrats who went out and opposed Justice Kavanaugh's confirmation. So if they want to do that again for round two, then hats off to the Democrats, because they're just going to make it that much easier for President Trump to appoint another Supreme Court justice when he wins his reelection.
Michael, in our final 45 seconds, I love the president when he's out on the stump. I love it when he's doing rally speeches, whether it's in a big arena with tens of thousands of people, or one of the so-called hangar speeches with Air Force One in the backdrop. What's next for the president? Will he be out on the road again anytime soon?
Yeah, I think you're going to expect the president to really ramp up his campaign functions. And so we're going to see a lot of rallies all over the country. I wouldn't rule anywhere out right now with where the next rally could potentially be. It's funny, I was talking to the folks down in New Mexico just a few weeks ago, and they said, well, can we ever expect to see the president here? I know New Mexico's not really on the map right now, but is there any chance? And well, look where he was last night. He was in Albuquerque just last night. So this president understands what's at stake, and I think you're going to see him on the campaign trail quite a bit. And I think we're going to see the president actually go out and try to expand the map, because unlike the Democrats, he's still welcoming new voters to our parties.
So there you have it. That's the story. That's why you're going to see the president right here in Nevada a bunch. And I think Michael Joyce and the president and Mick Mulvaney all saying essentially the same thing. That you know, Nevada is in play. New Mexico is in play and is winnable. We'll see how it works out. Stick around. I need to get a break in. We'll do that. Then we'll come back. We'll get to your calls. You know how we do it. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. We'll have more from the president in Albuquerque last night. We got a whole lot to do, and we're going to sprint to the finish line today as we continue live and local now. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you. Because trucking moves America forward.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Live and local now, all across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. Let's go to your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. Let's begin with Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hi. I had a comment concerning the president coming to Nevada. If he flies into Las Vegas, I think he should fly into Nellis Air Force Base. He would garner a lot of the military family support, and I think it would, being the commander-in-chief, I think that would be a good promo. I think it would be good publicity, and I think it would be a good idea if it's even. I imagine he can. He's the commander in chief.
Well, if it here's the difficulty. If you did that, you expose the president. Once he gets out of the White House bubble, the Secret Service tries to minimize how much time he is exposed, and landing at Nellis would expose him. Maybe by, as opposed to being able to go to the Venetian from McCarran, they block off a bunch of streets. That is the only reason I can think of, just off the top of my head, why they would not. Now, if there's some event they're going to that's in North Las Vegas or someplace like that, maybe they would. But McCarran has been the place, I think, just about everybody. Most of the presidents I've seen over the last, 5-10 years have landed at McCarran. I want you to hear very quickly the president last night. This was the president in Albuquerque and saying the Democrats will do anything. This is cut 8 to stop the economic gains. Listen to the president last night.
We're building an amazing future for citizens of every background, race, religion, color, and creed. And that's what we have. That's what we have. Race, religion, color, and creed. But the radical left Democrats want to demolish everything that we've gained. They want to raise your taxes. They want to bury you in regulation. They want to take away your health insurance, 180 million Americans. They want to erase American history, crush religious liberty, indoctrinate our students with left-wing ideology. And left-wing Democrats want to confiscate your guns and eliminate your God-given right to self-defense.
That was the president, and that was last night, Rio Rancho, New Mexico, just outside of Albuquerque. Let's go to J.D. J.D., you're up, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Two quick observations and a question. You know, on the Democratic debate, there was no American flags anywhere. And I believe only Yang had one on his lapel. Of course, there's never been any sanctuary city mentioned, and I would have thought Jorge Ramos would have brought that up, but nothing on sanctuary cities and how they would handle them. I had a question. I missed part of your interview with White regarding Sebelius and Horsford. Did Sebelius deny that?
No. In fact, he said he stands by his words.
Who stands by his word?
Sebelius does.
And what were his words, if I may ask?
Oh, that Tommy White was crazy.
Oh, and he didn't say that he didn't say them.
No.
Oh.
No.
Horsford did.
Horsford did, and then they said, we've got a tape.
Yeah. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, man. That's J.D. I just love this. If you missed that, Tommy White, apparently there was a hot mic situation involving Steve Sebelius and Stephen Horsford, in which Sebelius, I think, called Tommy White crazy and seemed to be confirmed by Stephen Horsford. It was one of those really awkward moments where somebody is out there, and I am sure it has happened to me. And I'm sure it will happen to me, where you get caught on a hot mic. I mean, presidents have had it happen to them, but it does let you see inside. You know, when President Obama told Medvedev, "Hey, just give us some time after the election. We'll be able to do a lot more." Oh, he didn't know that was going out to the world, but it did. Tomorrow on the program, I get very excited. Chuck Muth will join us, the president of Citizen Outreach. There's so much going on politically. Now that we've gotten past Labor Day, a lot of candidates who have been on the fence are now saying, yep, I'm in. I'm running. We're going to see announcements for Assembly, State Senate. We might even have some CD folks that are jumping in a little late. And we'll talk about that tomorrow, I promise. One of the things I love about Chuck Muth is that the guy, he stands by what he writes. And he's written some really, really tough stuff just in the last, I don't know, a couple of months, involving a lot of different folks. But I'm going to tell you, he'll be with us, and he'll stand by his words. I know it. Until we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday